Well, today we're going to talk about Zacchaeus and see if he can teach us a little bit about this radical commitment, this right here, right now attitude. Hopefully you still have your Bibles handy. We can open it again to Luke 19:1. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man there named Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was rich. Notice his position in life. Zacchaeus was very wealthy, and he must have worked hard because it wasn't, at least my understanding is, it wasn't easy to be a Roman tax collector. Here it comes a little uncomfortable because Jesus talked a lot about wealth in the Scripture. Matter of fact, about 25% of Jesus' teachings in the New Testament deal with wealth or possessions. 25% of Jesus' teachings. There was a tension between those who followed Jesus and those who were wealthy. Yet at the same time, we read that Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was. Zacchaeus was wealthy in this life. He was successful in this life. But there was something in him that needed to understand what Jesus was all about. So what did he do? Now, some of you remember this. The song when you were little kids, or else you sang it to your kids. Let's sing a little bit of it together. Here we go. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
Some of you were even doing the actions. How awesome is that? So Zacchaeus tried to see Jesus and check him out from a safe vantage point. You see, he needed a place where he couldn't and he wouldn't come into direct confrontation with something that could be costly to him. So he hid up in a tree to see Jesus. Now, a lot of us who are successful in this life pour out our energy and our resources into being successful. And when we want to find out about Jesus, we want to do it from a safe vantage point. And when Jesus passed under that tree, Zacchaeus was truly awakened to the error of his thinking. Remember, they had never met, and yet Jesus knows his name. Notice what Jesus says. Zacchaeus! Hurry up! Come down! I must stay at your house today. You ever thought about that? Now, I mean, in our culture, wouldn't that be a weird statement? Bill, come on over here. I've got to stay at your house today. I'm sure the first thing Bill will do is look at his wife. Make sure that's all right. No. I mean, even in all our culture, that's kind of a rude thing to say, right? You don't just, I mean, after all, when you greet someone, hey, my name's Eric Dirks, how you doing? You talk for a little bit, you know, hey, I got my card, give me a call if you ever need anything. I mean, that's usually a first meeting, right? Something like that. Yeah. So it's pretty, you know, surface stuff, right? Not Jesus. Zacchaeus, come on down. I must stay at your house today. It is a directive. It is not an invitation. This is so different from that institutional, nice Jesus that the church taught us about. Matter of fact, if you think this is rude in our culture, in the Jewish culture, this was really rude for Jesus to do. Zacchaeus, come down right now. I've got to stay at your house today. Now, you know the song. It's one of my favorites, by the way. You can sing along with me if you know it. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Yeah.